been good to have Brother Lamas with us, and he'll be traveling on to other churches in the district. I know Whitehorse, Brother Wagner, called yesterday, and Whitehorse is excited to have him coming, and I'm thankful the border situation has opened up. We'll continue to pray that nothing closes it, and no other problems or difficulties, but that God would move. God's not stopped by those things. Amen. And we're going to continue to believe the Lord to do a work. Praise God. So let's welcome Brother Lamas to come and preach the word of the Lord to us today. God bless you.
Thank you, Bishop. Praise the Lord, everyone. Come on, let's clap our hands unto the Lord. Let's clap it. Praise God. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Ah, it's good to feel the presence of God. Amen. And the reports keep coming in. Amen. Praying, individual call me at their time. Let me say this first. No, two confidentials. Okay. One confidential is a notice in the Philippines coming at 4 a.m. Their time, which was just last night, our time. And we prayed for a situation. They said, can we call you by audio or something like that? I said, yeah, go ahead. Let me see if I can work this crazy thing. I'm not a tech savvy. So we managed to get on, and we prayed, and we had a great prayer, Pastor Glover and all that. And about six, so it's going to take about 8 or 9 hours. I said, okay, well, we're going to believe God. It's going to be fine. All right. And less than about 5 hours, we got back on, said, it's taken care of. Wow. Come on now. Woo! Just in the Philippines. I have another wonderful Chinese friend. I'm not going to say where. Amen. But a very bilingual individual, very powerful, short, 4'11" individual, powerhouse. They've been down to the States before. I missed them this last time in Chicago. Amen. But very bilingual, and opportunities are opening up for 2 more churches. And no, I better not say male or female. I'm just going to say they have the opportunity to do two more churches. In bilingual, in American and Chinese. So, right. Praise God. Some more answered prayers. Some more answered prayers. Amen. Come on. It just keeps coming on. Keeps coming on. And I wrote that this morning here. You can be seated. We're going to take off again. But I want to also first thank Pastor Sister Glover. I got to say some accolades, man, because I've been taking off since the go. I've been going like a rat hood, you know. So, amen. Thank you so much, Sterling Pentecost, the church, the ministry team here, the Sunday school lessons. It's always fabulous. Pastor Sister Glover, always great host. The Villas, always in my cubbyhole there, where I spend day and night, seems like, in there studying. And man, this seems like all reports are coming in, and it's fantastic. Amen. Gordon International, praise God. I love it. Great food. Always so kind to us, Sharon. And amen. I really enjoy it. And I do brag on y'all when I travel, like I do Sterling Pentecostal Church. Amen. Got to get accolades. Credit where credit is due. Praise God. Woo! But I wrote this morning, and it says, whenever there is a move of God, make sure to move in. And I think y'all did it just a while ago. Somebody came up, and then this one that we talked about, Sister Glover, you know all the words to it. Falling in love with Jesus. It came back to me again. And I thought about all of the last 2 years. Here we go again with 2 years, okay? All of the heartaches, the folks that we loved that did unfortunately pass away, and God is God. Those that survived, those that are surviving today, churches are still opening up. A lot of folks coming back to church. A lot of folks, unfortunately, have decided to stay home for one reason or another. But I thought about this song, Sister Glover, Falling in Love with Jesus. And all of us in this place, through the years, however less or more, however long you live for the God, all of us have faced trials, tribulations, heartaches. All of us have been wounded. All of us have said and received hurtful things. But if we take this song to heart, falling in love with Jesus. Because after all, I mean, I'm here to see you, wonderful cast, and that's great. But number one, I'm here to see Jesus. I'm here because I'm falling with Jesus, Brother Mitch, over and over and over and over again. And I have no excuse to backslide. I have no excuse to get cold in the Lord. In fact, can with our busyness in life and with our plans that we have Monday through Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, let me pose to you a question that as Sister Nichols was teaching, the Lord just put this in my spirit. And I think I've said it here before, but here goes the impression, Brother Mike, the impression. So let me pose to you a question the rest of this year. Can God interrupt your plans? Woo! Huh? Because if he can, this is just right here coming to me. Because if he can, in the interruption of your plans and your busyness and your daily living, out of the ordinary will come the extraordinary, and there will be the miracle that you've been seeking God for. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! So can God interrupt your plans? Oh, and I gotta go this. I know I gotta, but can he? Can you hear his voice? Because the no-nonsense message, and I will continue. Another part, I only did like 8 pages of 16 last Sunday, but I'm going to eliminate the other 8, and I'm going to go up to another new part. All right. Amen. And going into Fairbanks next week, and then Whitehorse. Then Pastor Heron just called me last night. Okay. Amen. And so on and so forth. Brother Seagraves, Eagle River. Amen. And then back over here. I'm hoping to be back in time to hear Brother Charles Robinette, because I'd love to hear him. Amen. So I think I will be back over here. Amen. But can God interrupt your plans? Help me, Holy Ghost. I'm excited here. Woo! I'm gonna be jumping. I'm gonna be jumping this thing today. Okay, so that's why the Lord had me to say no nonsense message. He gave me this title. I didn't come up with it. He gave in the 24 hours that we did here the last few years, and then in Houston, we're fixing to do another one with another church. Well, in fact, they called me. They did it last year before. And they said, when I come back, I'll talk to the bishop. Well, you know, whoever wants to up. I said, if not, then I will personally hook up with you. But I think we're going to hook up with several folks. We'll hook up with you in Houston. Powerful church, brother and sister, David Joy, who I've known since the 70s. Very powerful Supernatural American Signs and Wonders Church in a small town outside of Houston. Amen. And prayer warriors. But the no-nonsense message, I want to begin by saying that Satan is sifting. Satan is sifting. S-I-T-F-T-I-N-G in my Hispanic slurry hoodie language. Satan is sifting. And those who offer no resistance are easy pickings. Now, let me go back. Sister Nichols got some definition. And so I got some definition of sifting. Sifting here. So I went back and did a little study. Here it is. To separate. Okay. To scatter. Sift as wheat as a metaphor that could also be expressed as, quote, unquote, shake someone apart. Or, quote, unquote, break a person down. So watch this. Satan's goal was to crush, back then when Peter and Paul and all those guys were, you know, doing their thing, Satan's goal was to crush and wreck their faith. Especially when Jesus said, Peter, I am praying for you. Satan wants to what? Sift you. So he knew something. He said, but we ain't gonna let that old slew have you, because when he said, Satan has desired to sift you, but I have, caramba, I have prayed for you. So hang on, Peter. I know you're going to deny me before the crow 3 times, and I know you're going to do this. I know you're going to go wacko and haywire and all that, but I need you because I, you're Petros, rock. I have chosen you to be the spokesman on the day of Pentecost. Woo, he got the key. So that's like him. He's trying to take you out. He's trying to crush you. He's trying to destroy you. Can I say this to the Sterling Pentecostal church? There, he's trying to crush you. He's trying to take most of you out. Why? Because I'm in a church that believes in miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm in a church that is gifted. I'm in a church that still preaches Acts 2:38, baptizes in Jesus' name. We shall not be moved. We're going to stand and stand firm on the word. So he's trying to sift you, but the devil is a liar. Woo! Let me give you a news flash. The enemy wants to destroy you. So why don't you and I become the enemy's worst nightmare? Come on. Woo. Woo. Everybody go boo. Let's worship him.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes God calms the storm. Sometimes he lets the storm rage and he calms you and I. That's why when things are busy and you go haywire and you don't know how many hours you have in a day, and there's, you know, you need more than 7 days a week and more than 24 hours in a day, and then besides working and your business and family and dealing with all this kind of stuff, and then, oh, God, everything's storming around you. But then he's trying to say, hey, Lamas, hey, Sterling, everybody under the sound of my voice here, can I interrupt what you're doing right now? Because I got something to say. D.M. Lloyd Jones said, and we're still on the focus, prayer. Prayer is the hardest thing we do because it is the most important thing we do. Eric Alexander said this. We say, pray for the work, but prayer actually is the work. That's what we've done. That's what we've done, yeah. S.D. Gorton says this. Prayer strikes the winning blow. Service gathers up the results. And we heard results. We heard results. If you want to get his book, it's called Quiet Talks on Prayer. Quiet Talks on Prayer. So, ladies and gentlemen, I know it's kind of hard, but I've come to realize that a lot of people have a different opinion of what I'm about to say, but this is my opinion right here. Difficult times create unbreakable people. Come on. And shout out to everybody here in this house. Ooh, okay, I'm trying to stand up here. Some shipping over here and there. So shipping. Y'all better get ready to catch me. Whoa, okay. Lord, let me stay back. Let me stay over here. Woo. Shout out to everyone right here going through a tough time, but still getting up every single day and pressing on, pressing on. I'm looking at a bunch of halabo shita yalabaka. I'm looking at a bunch of people, regardless of my pain, busting my, regardless of my situation, regardless of my business, job, family, children, grandchildren, my walk with God, difficult sometimes as it may be, I refuse to give in. I'm going to press on. I'm going to move on. I'm going to believe on. I'm going to faith on. I'm going to pray on. I'm going to fast on. Oh, greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. If God be for us, who in the world can be against us? So shout out to you wonderful people. Shout out to everybody in this house. Because that smile you have today, are you sitting down here today, doesn't tell us your whole story. No, it don't either. From here to there, to there, to the back, side to side. You can sit there, but that's not your whole story right now. Huh? You can't reach a lost and dying world if you're lost and dying yourself. We will not reach our cities, not only in Sterling, Houston, or whatever it may be. You can't reach our cities, our communities, and cannot weep over. Many know church all over the country today. Many know church out of obligation, but they do not know God. You got to be cool to be weird, man. Got to. Don't be like the world. You got to be cool to be different. Some people and some situations, you just need to say, God bless, and keep on moving it. I'm telling some folks here right now that are going through battles, you're going to get the battles to get to the blessings. And when the blessings come, you're going to be able to gather the spoils. I'm going to gather my spoils, Brother Mike. I'm going to gather the spoils. Because you have no spiritual authority over what you have not conquered. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, with all of my heart, I believe there has been a fresh anointing. Help me here today, Lord. I truly believe in this last few days and in the days, Lord, tarries the weeks, months to come. I believe there has been a fresh anointing that has been released at Sterling Pentecostal Church. He's a great bitch. He said it a while ago in so many words. I believe it. I believe it, Sister Glover. I believe it. There's no doubt. I believe it. There's been the fresh anointing. I do believe God is sending spiritual help and divine release. I'm praying for divine favor. And not only that, Sister Christian, I'm praying for divine moves of the Holy Ghost in my life. I've got to have it, Pastor. I've got to have in my family, in my finances, in my job, in my business, in my church, in my ministry, and everything else. Woo! Woo! I really believe it. So in saying that, let me say this. What are you wonderful people at Sterling Pentecostal Church? What are you releasing in the atmosphere of heaven? I believe in signs and wonders because The Bible is full of them. And this is our examples. And like Bishop has said, it did not stop with the book of Acts. Miracles, signs, and wonders, Brother Mitchell, are still being performed. Receiving reports, it's just adding to the book of Acts church from the first century to the 21st century. It ain't dead. Apostolic truth is not dead. Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, is not dead. Being baptized, Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. It's not dead. Baptism in Jesus' name is not dead. Why? Because miracles, and we've heard reports this week, and reports from Bishop. Watch this, because, woo, heal out my son. Why? Because miracles from God point people to Jesus. That's right. Not us, we're just vessels. We're just instruments. We're just messengers. I'll say it again. Miracles from God point people to Jesus. And the kingdom authority vested in me, vested in you, will allow you and I to be an atmosphere changer. I am a change agent for Jesus. Praise God. Why? Because we're kingdom people. If they don't respect your gift, my gift, they have to respect your grind. If they don't respect your grind, they have to respect your favor, or they can go jump in the lake. In Alaska terms, not in Southern terms. I have decided to be llamas. You know why? Everybody else is taken. I can't be Mitch, Mike, Annette, Sharon, Nathaniel, Millie. Levi. They you, miss me. But together, in unity and agreement and power. Come on. Come on. What happens? What happens? Watch this. What happens when your gift, watch this. Woo, Jesus, help me today. Okay. What happens? What happens when your gift meets up with the anointing? What happens when your gift meets up with the anointing? The atmosphere changes. The atmosphere changes. You have the ability in any place in that peninsula to walk in, and the atmosphere can change because you got the power of God living inside of you. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you got Jesus Christ in spirit form. Come on. Come on. You are my glory, Lord. And because you are my glory, I am melting into the worship experience. We need more than church when we come to church. Ah, come on. Whew. Come on. We need more than church. More than church. Supernatural experiences, divine encounters, miracle signs and wonders. What is my motive? And then I go to the scripture because I don't want to be crucified. We got scripture for what I'm talking about today. Right. What is my motive today? To give God glory. So therefore, remove negativity from your thoughts. Reset your mind to the word of God. The greater your assignment, ladies and gentlemen, the greater the warfare. The devil doesn't fight your past. He's fighting your future. He uses your past in order to get to your future. If he can get Nathaniel to go back to his past, and the devil says, you know, I'm going to crush you. I'm going to stump you. I'm going to do away with you. I'm going to take you away from the church. Then, son, you'll never be able to fulfill your fulfillment for the future that God has ordained for your life. I don't care how many prophecies you receive from man or woman of God. If you walk away from your prophecy, that prophecy doesn't go forth anymore. I'm just using him as an example. And don't let your boredom, don't let your boredom take you back to a place that God delivered you from. Because when the winds are blowing like they are, and the rains are beating against your dreams, remember, ladies and gents, remember that God built you with storms in mind. I don't know about you, but I'm going to worship today, Bishop. I'm going to worship for the Lama Sasso. I'm going to worship for my miracle. I'm going to, Sister Megan, I'm going to worship for my miracle. Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Well, if you are, fine. But I'm not satisfied with just doing pretty good. I'm not satisfied with just being here. I want to go higher. I want to experience it. I want to go to the depths like I've never been before. I'm going to worship for my next miracle and my next miracle and my next miracle and my another church and my next prayer and my next experience. I'm going to worship for my miracle. Scripture says in our text that we're preaching about today in Psalm 96, beginning with verse number 1, this is what I'm talking about. This is nothing new. I said this last year. I haven't said it this year because this is a continuation. But Psalm 96, verse 1 says, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Bless his name. Don't use the Lord's name in vain. Even if you get mad and upset. See, here's somebody else. Oh, I will have bless you, Lord Jesus. Bless his name. Why? We don't want to curse his name, because if we curse his name, it brings a curse upon us and our family, job and business, co-workers. Remember what I said? Take what you want, chunk the other stuff away that don't apply to you. Watch this. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Verse 3. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great. Not good. Not so-so. Not maybe. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared or reverenced above all gods. That right there, God's small g. G-O-D-S. For all of the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Now, that's twofold. I was petitioning the Lord, and I talked to some of my elders, and they said, Lamas, that's talking about people in the congregation and the Lord. Not only does she bring beauty and strength, but when you walk into the house of God, you're bringing yourself as an offering, and it's beauty and strength. Even in your ugliness, even in your messiness, when you get into the atmosphere, he can change it. Give unto the Lord, all you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering. Hear this, yourself, right now, yourself, today, not next week, not next month, today. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him, all the earth. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 23 says, sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Now, this is Ezra quoting the words of David. Because Psalm 96, it does not give us the writer. Now, I got two, just me, opinions. David probably wrote the psalm. If not, Asaph wrote the psalm. Because if you go into history, when Ezra and Asaph and the Levites and David and all that were going on to bringing the Ark of the Covenant, David was quoting or saying those words, Ezra was there, but he handed them to Asaph. So one of them cats, but I still believe, because I read the other Psalms, that David wrote it. That's just my personal opinion. Okay? So Ezra hears the words right here. And then in Psalm 96, I believe David just pinned them all down. He says, sing unto the Lord your God. Verse 24. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. We read that in Psalm 96. He also is to be feared of all gods. Now, 1 Chronicles 16 and 26. For all the gods of the people are idols. We just read that in 96. But the Lord made the heavens. Okay, they're on their way. They're on their way. Here's David, man, going nuts. Ezra's right there. The Levites are right there. Asaph, the leader of the Levitical choir, they're right there. And they're taking in everything that is being said by David. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. And then finally in verse 27, 28, glory and honor are his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Yes. Give unto the Lord, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. And then finally, verse 29, give the Lord glory due unto his name. What's his name? Oh, yeah. It says, bring an offering. Man, that's way back. It's way back. First Chronicles. And come before him. And worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Yeah. Now the footnote says, the psalmist sings out his praises to God. Sister Nichols, that was great, because a lot of the psalms are, what is it, the Jewish psalm book. Yeah. And a lot of them were sung. So David sings out his praise to God, overwhelmed by all that God has done. And as you and I reflect on God's majesty and his goodness to us, we cannot help telling others about him. Witnessing. You got to reach out this week. You got to reach out before Brother Robinette comes. This week, witness, the rest of this year, witnessing comes naturally when our hearts are full of appreciation for what he has done. And I got to summarize this. Genuine praise, the footnote on verse 16. Genuine praise also involves ascribing glory to God. Remember, this is your worship, and give God all the glory. Let me also add this footnote. Asaph and his fellow Levites ministered in the temple, doing each day whatever was needed. To carry out God's work is not merely to engage in religious exercises. Watch this. It includes other necessary tasks. Even if you don't have the opportunity to teach or preach, sing or play, God can use you in ministry. What needs to be done? Here's some examples right here. Cleaning, serving, singing, planning, picking up people, administrating. In other words, look for ways to minister to God. All right, and we'll conclude this thing here. Now I'm going back to the other section. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. I've been guilty in the past, but I am not guilty anymore. I am not guilty anymore. When I quote that, and I've quoted it, oh man, I can't even give you a number. But when I quote that, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And if I have just come out of a trial and he's delivered me of a trial or gave me a big blessing of any kind, guess what? I'm still going to say the joy of the Lord is my strength. You know why? I may not need it all right then, Bishop, but you know what? There's going to come a time that the enemy's going to come up from a different direction that you're not going to expect, and you're going to need it. You're going to need it. Whew, you feel the Holy Ghost on that one. The devil has no power over me. Praying in the Holy Ghost, in the book of Jude, fantastic book, praying in the Holy Ghost makes you strong and bulletproof in your inner man. Why? Because perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. I'm telling you, the love of God can hold you. See, I cannot do nothing about my past, but I can do something about my right now. I'm telling you, the enemy's objective is to make you forget what God did for you, how he saved you, how he filled you with the Holy Ghost, how he freed you, how he favored you, how he healed you, how he covered you, how he was there when others were not, how he loved you when you could not even love yourself. Forgetting what God did in your past will result in a future held captive. You have to learn to quote unquote get over it, man, before you quote unquote take over. Get over your past so it can take over your future. And when that happens, there's a shift. A shift begins to happen. That's when the atmosphere shifts to my miracle, by the glory. My miracle. Well, whatever I need at that particular moment, I take my eyes off of myself. I take my eyes off of my circumstances. And I shift myself to the miracle worker himself. I know pastor's praying for me. I know y'all praying for me. I know you're praying for him now. But when I take my eyes off of the craziness in my life and I shift. Yeah. Our faith stands measured not by what we can do when heaven falls upon us, but rather by what we do when he'll stand next to us. Distractions. Disruptions. Hell shows up right before your breakthrough. Hell shows up right before heaven shines down on you. Shift it, man. Shift it. Shift it. Because if you don't, your ego prevents you from being teachable. It's not you against anything. It's you against you. You versus your ego. You versus your mindset. You versus your excuses. You versus your self-doubt and fear. You versus your procrastination and laziness. You versus your past. Once you realize your only competition is yourself, you win. You win. I'm closing. You win. I let go of anything that stops me. I let go of anything that slows me down. I let go of anything that breaks my focus on you, Lord. Because I know right now, God is doing something that we cannot see yet. Come on. It's easy to be like Jesus till you actually have to be like Jesus. Huh? I need a string from Pastor. I need a string every week in, week out. I need a string and a word that will convict me and keep me together. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Be found in God's strong tower. Be found in his refuge. Be found in his safe place. Be found under God's wing. God is saying, hey, Sterling, I am your protector. I'm your provider. I'm your redeemer. Be found in me. I got miracles in this house. I got a healing in this house. I got a breakthrough in this house. I want you to be baptized in my name, Jesus. This is a great day. This is a great opportunity for somebody to be baptized in this day, for somebody to receive the Holy Ghost, for somebody to get restored, somebody to get renewed. Woo, I feel it in my spirit. Here it is right here. Psalm 18 and 10. Psalm 18 and 10. The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are saved. I'm telling you right now, that's what we all need. There is no one who can take your place. For God has uniquely, what's the, God has uniquely, uniquely from this side to this side, back, front, over here. God has uniquely designed you for your place at this particular time. Okay. And no one can fulfill it but you. I'm telling you, don't get lost this year. And the reason why some people, and I travel the country, cannot get a breakthrough is because they will not let God break them down. Oh, but I've also learned that sooner or later, if you don't allow him to break you down, then the craziest thing is he will eventually break you down. And you will not want that. I've been there more than my hands can raise up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on now. I told you the other night, I'm going to say it again. Some people don't want to be repaired because broken gets them attention. God can save you. Watch this. Very simple but profound. God can save you and keep you if you want to be saved and kept. God knows your heart. I don't. God knows your heart. But he also sees your actions. Don't forget that your behavior matters. Don't forget that your behavior matters. Many want more of God, but they're unwilling to move themselves out of the way. Our independence, ladies and gentlemen, will keep us, Sister Glover, will keep us from surrendering to God's promises. It's not really how much of the word you know. It's how much of the work you do. Come on now. The word, watch this. The word plus life experiences will help people outside of this place. When you go back to your respective places. Where you used to be will minister to them. Come on now. Come on now. Trials will make you know what you're not. The reason God is taking so long with some of us is because he has something absolutely, and I really believe that. He downloaded this in my spirit, so I'm going to say it to you. I'm going to say it to you, and then we'll close. The reason God is taking so long for some of you is because he has something absolutely extraordinary, unique, and amazing for you. I really believe it, Bishop. I feel the Holy Ghost. Ladies and gentlemen, your spiritual maturity will be a direct reflection of how much you believe that God loves you. How much that God loves you. God's hand, yeah, is often invisible, but never inactive. Come expecting a miracle. Come expecting a miracle. Let's stand. Come on, I feel something here. You better learn the rest of this year to abide in the presence of God. If you don't, the enemy will sift you and take it away from you. God never called you to be happy, joyful, but he never called you folks to be happy. God called you to be holy. Why? Because there's power in holiness. There's power in holy. It's like some people don't really love you. They just need you. I'll go a step further. Some people don't really love the church. They only love the church for the handout that they can take. And some people only need God when things go wrong. God has never stopped being good. God has never stopped being good. You know what our problem is? God has never stopped being good. We have just stopped being grateful. Don't think God, it's going to move you. Don't think when God's glory moves, it's always a good feeling. Watch this, what the Lord gave me. When you're in God's glory, it demands that you leave change. It's like dancing and music is leading our churches. Look, I can put a few steps down, but you must know what you're shouting about. Therefore, you must know the word of God. Why? Because you were created by God to be intimate with Him. Intimate. Let's raise up our hands and right now. Let's raise up our hands right now. Woo, Jesus. Thank you for what we feel in this house. Thank you for what we feel right now, God. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for where we're at. But you know, God, we're not satisfied. We want more. We've got to have more. My thirst and my hunger is after you. Anybody want to come and pray? I'm opening up these altars. There are some people in here. Some of you are at the crossroads. Some of you are thinking, shall I keep going or shall I get out? I'm telling you, God is speaking to folk in this house right now. It makes no sense until it's making sense. Would you come? Spend a few moments in His glory. Spend a few moments however you can today. You can leave change.